This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Australia's number one award-winning show for exploring sex, sexuality, and self.
Hide and seek.
Visit joy.org.au/hide and seek.
You're on Joy 94.9, James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you for Hide and Seek. And in the studio with us are two men who are not wearing any clothes.
That's right.
And they're here to talk about their nudity.
Yes.
Their festival of nudity, Numad Fest, and being nude, I guess. Lawrence and Kevin, good evening.
Good evening, guys.
How are you both?
Good, thank you.
Is this something you've done before?
Being naked on the radio?
Yeah.
No, actually, it's my first time.
And I would guess, too, that probably for you two guys, it's the first time you've had guests that have been completely naked here as well.
I think so.
You've got it. Yeah, actually, I think you might be right.
So, what's this for nudity? This is just absolutely awesome. Now, I think you two guys should strip as well.
You know, I was wondering how long that was going to take, to be honest.
Literally 30 seconds.
Yeah. Now, you guys... now, Lawrence was telling me earlier that, Kevin, you've been doing... nude for a very long time.
Yeah, that's correct. This this whole festival grew out of my natural love for nudity. Mm-hmm. And I live now, I used to live in Melbourne, work in Melbourne, but then I got transferred to the country.
Yeah.
And so it was just a beautiful combination of living in a really natural environment. Mm-hmm. And why bother wearing clothes? There was no need to wear clothes.
Now, it's interesting that you bring up the word natural. Is a naturalist the same as a nudist?
Now, there's two schools of thought about that. Some say that naturists are guys or people that have that are without clothes but don't necessarily have sex or whatever. They just enjoy the fact that they're nudists.
Right.
A nudist is certainly a naturist but certainly can take it to a different dimension as well as with sexuality and that sort of stuff. So, you know, we're actually nudists.
Okay.
So Lawrence, what's social nudity like in Melbourne? Is it popular?
Actually, from my experience, it's pretty low key here. After living overseas and in Germany for the past year, nudity here is pretty unpopular. Given the law here, for example,
yeah.
You can't be naked in public, you'll get arrested. Where in somewhere in Europe, nudity is generally accepted, so you can be naked in public parks there, mm-hmm. on the street.
Well, a lot in Munich. Did you live in Munich by any chance?
Berlin.
Yeah, oh, right, okay. Yeah, a lot of nudity in Berlin too.
And across Germany and across Europe.
Yeah. What got you started in nudity, Kevin? We'll start with you.
Well, as a kid, I used to drive down the paddock in central Victoria,
Yeah. Take
my clothes off and just enjoy the sun on my body.
Mm-hmm.
And as I got older, you know, all of a sudden there was this exciting prospect of nudist clubs, mainly heterosexual and mixed clubs.
Mm-hmm.
But during the last probably 25 years, there's been this amazing conservatism sweeping back over society where a lot of the nudist resorts have all closed down.
Right.
A lot of the nude beaches have all been either restricted or have become non-existent as well. A lot of places where people could go to enjoy nudity, it's because all of a sudden real estate, people are building closer to nude beaches. They're now screaming, we don't want to be confronted with nude people when we're walking our dogs.
Who were also nude.
Yeah.
So you've got this incredible clawing back of conservatism. Most people under 25 don't see much of a need to go nude. And you'll even see, like in traditionally where in football sheds where you had a row of showers now, or in other venues, there's all cubicles where men will go and change in a little cubicle by themselves.
Mm.
So the whole freedom of nudity is kind of pretty rapidly diminishing.
Yeah.
And I noticed that myself when I was living overseas and going to the gym. The sauna there was mixed and naked. So everyone was naked together. There's no problems. Coming back to Melbourne, where you go to the sauna in the male gyms, they'll ask you to wear clothes. You can't be naked among men in the gym.
Really? You have to wear clothes in
really?
The sauna?
Just like underwear? Or?
Well, yeah, underwear. Yeah. Like Good Life. Sorry, not sure if I mentioned the name, but I used the gym a few times, and in the male sauna, they ask you to wear clothes.
That's weird.
That seems weird, yeah.
You would be sweating into your clothes.
Yes, and they ask you
not to. That's unhygienic.
It's not, and it's not good for the wood or your skin. And living in Germany, I learned pretty early on, you have to be naked in the sauna there. It's required.
Yeah.
So, so you're saying, obviously, as you're saying, social nudity is under the radar, under the covers, shall we say?
That's true.
So, is it a case that how do you network? How do you find each other?
Well, I found when I first started going to Newmanfest, I found it through the Midsummer program.
Mm.
So it's very random. 2 days later, next thing I knew, I was up there getting naked.
Well, what when you read it, like, had you had any interest in nudity before?
I have. Backpacking overseas is when I first started getting naked for myself, and so it was fine in that society, and came back to Melbourne a couple of years ago and decided I want to get naked more often.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I kind of came across Newmanfest to begin with.
And Kevin, what about you? How do you, outside of Newmanfest, let's say, how do you connect with other guys and girls, if that's the case, who want to get naked?
Well, that's an interesting question because, like, just on one aspect of that, there's a number of girls now saying, wow, I wish we had the same sort of venue where we could go and become naked as well.
Yeah.
That's been an interesting, all mixed couples as well, even though they've got their venues and that as well. But, yeah, it's very difficult. I had this idea of, like, I live in the country. I've got a big farm. I have no neighbours close by. I have surrounded by mountains and a river, and the whole thing just screams out, let's be natural here.
Yep.
And so, you know, you sort of then would say to people, well, why are we wearing clothes for? I mean, certainly if it's cold, you know, you're wearing clothes as a barrier to the environment. But in the summertime, and I remember once saying to this, a very good friend of mine, he was going overseas for 12 months, and I said, I'd like to have a dinner with you naked. And he goes, are you some sort of queer? Well, actually, I am.
I am, but it's not really relevant.
But he balked at the idea, and we'd shared so much experiences, but the idea of having a nude dinner was just too much for him.
Yeah.
And
when I guess perhaps when you're pairing eating with being nude, some people might find that a bit irky.
Yeah, well, some people, you know, like, you've got this incredible history, I suppose, you know, where genitalia has always been, if you want to call somebody a really terrible name, what do you call them? You call them a piece of genitalia.
Yeah, sure.
Like, it's bizarre in Australia that such connotations would be attached to our genitalia.
Sure.
And so then you've got also the thing that, you know, it's not appropriate. It's male nudity is not appropriate with, you know, families or with other guys or whatever. So all of a sudden you've got this overwhelming sort of climate of, no, that's just not on. Mm-hmm. I can come at a whole lot of stuff, but nudity, no, not at all. And so I used to say, well, hey, I think I like being nude.
Mm.
My nudity isn't restricted to having a bath and, you know, whatever. So, yeah, it's kind of interesting.
We've got a text message in saying that someone is listening to the program nude, so that's lovely.
Wow, good on you. Yeah, encourage your friend.
if you have any nude stories or any questions about being nude, let us know. 0427JOY949 or onair@joy.org.au or even give us a call, 1300 569 949.
That's right. Now, we're speaking to Kevin and Lawrence, who are part of the organising team for the Nude Man Fest, which is coming up on Australia Day weekend. We'll get to that very shortly. So, Kevin, you sort of alluded to something there, but is it a case that heterosexual guys do nudity much, or is it exclusively a gay thing?
Look at him nod away and smile.
I met a lovely gentleman the other day at the beach, came down with some friends of mine, and he's married with kids.
But you were at a nude beach?
A nude beach, right. And we were having a bit of a chat. He's been doing nudity for ages. None of his wife or his children aren't nudist,
mm-hmm.
but he's happy to get naked. And there's a lot of gentlemen like that out there that are happy to get naked and not shy about it. And their partners know about it. The family just know about it. So you do meet a lot of straight gentlemen that are happy to join in.
Well, what's it like protecting yourself from the sun being nude? Because I'm quite pale.
All over?
Yes, very pale, all over. You guys aren't, either because you've spent your lifetime in the sun or being nude, or you've just got olive skin in you. How do you protect yourself? Yeah, both. Or both.
Well, I mean, you do have to be careful. I mean, like, you know...
Have you burnt your bits before?
I did once.
Yeah.
And it was amazing, actually. But it's very true when they say, like, you know, where the sun don't shine. Well, the sun shines everywhere on me. And it did have one consequence. But anyway, that was over. That lasted probably about a week or so. And that's right. And okay. It's never happened since.
Okay.
You can learn your lesson.
I can probably say I've never been sunburned down there. I use a lot of sunscreen.
Okay.
Okay. So sunscreen is critical. What are the other key things to avoid when you're
being nude? Does long grass cut you, for example?
Bush hiking can be quite a bit dangerous. I've done that a few times when you're having to climb around the shrubs and get whacked with some trees and shrubs and kind of scratches you a bit.
And particularly climbing over fences, making sure dangling bits don't get caught in wire.
Yeah, making sure they're not electric either, I guess.
Yes, that's very true.
And does the thing we'll probably cover a bit more is also, does nudity involve sex?
That's a million-dollar question.
Yep.
And everybody kind of associates that, yes, nudity does equal sexuality. Not necessarily. It doesn't go like as a hand-in-glove type thing.
Yep.
With Nude Manfest, what it is saying that we celebrate, it's a celebration of male nudity and male sexuality. So sexuality can be a celebration of, it can be just the fact that you're nude. Some people come up to Nude Manfest and they don't have sex. Others come up and have massive sex.
Right.
So it's just a matter of doing what you feel comfortable with is the key to the whole nudity thing.
And Lawrence?
One of my favourite stories to tell at the moment is a friend of mine, James, runs a nudist group on the website Meetup. And he also runs a group for gay and lesbians for single looking in love. So he's hosted two nudist events at the moment, and there's been no sexual activities at all at the events. And his first singles looking for love group, everyone was hooking up and doing stuff by the end of the event. So, yeah, everyone thinks that being a nudist, you just turn into a massive orgy. I've been asked that countless times. But I've seen less sexual activity at nudist events than I have at Falls Festival.
That's something I'm going to have to change.
What I was going to ask, when I guess the link that people might have with sexuality and nudity is the fact that when people are usually naked, it's probably because they're about to have sex.
Yes, a lot of people say that because the only time they have sex, the only time I get naked is for sex or having a shower.
Yeah.
So a lot of people only associate nudity in those two regards, but when you're naked all the time, you don't really see it as a turn-on.
Mm.
If anything, it's you're covered in sunscreen, you know, you're swatting around the flies and or the sand. It's not really that sexual.
Yeah, I can imagine.
And one of the most important things, too, with nudity is that for every male person who attends there, there's that momentary sense of vulnerability.
Mm.
How am I going to measure up? Have I got a big cock? Have I got a small cock? Am I cut? Am I uncut? You know, is it ugly? Is it nice? You know, everyone rave about it.
Sure.
Everyone talk about it in a derogatory way. So there's this huge angst over nudity because, you know, the whole saying about clothes make the man, well, at Nude Manfest, clothes don't make the man at all.
Yeah.
But in doing so, you're bearing yourself to a common medium amongst all men there.
Mm-hmm.
And so that can be quite confronting for a lot of people who, you know, we've all heard of guys who have stuck 5 footy socks down their shorts and look as if they're the most massive hung elephant in the zoo. But not necessarily. When you take all that off, there's no padding doesn't equate to anything.
So are hung guys more likely to be nudists?
I've been asked that so many times. but when you actually go to news events and you actually have a bit of a look, you realise, no, everyone's naked and every single size and shape pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
There's no one common attribute.
Is there sometimes a fear that you might get at least a semi when you're being naked?
I've had a few people say that, yes. But I guess you also have that fear, you know, being in inappropriate situations and still getting hard, you know. That happens everywhere.
Has it happened to you?
I've been hard in weird situations before, yes.
And just let me reiterate, there's three common aspects of Nude Manfest.
Yeah.
One is celebration of total male nudity.
Mm-hmm.
The other one is that anything goes as long as it's consensual. Because, like, you know, when guys get nude, guys get hard or guys, you know, get soft, whatever. So,
yeah.
And I've been to a lot of places where people have you know, said that's inappropriate, go and jack that off or go and hide that or whatever.
Yeah, fix that up. Yeah.
Only come out with a soft cock.
Yeah.
And Nude Manifest is saying, well, we don't care about that.
Yeah.
We're men after all. And so if nature takes its course and you sport an erection, hey, enjoy it.
Celebrate.
Show it,
it
off. Celebrate it. Yeah, that's it. That's what it's all about.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Joy 94.9, James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice with you, 9:33, and we are talking about nudity. Lauren and Kevin from Nude Manifest are with us in the studio, and we are getting to your texts. If you have a question about being nude or nudity, let us know. 0427-JOY-949 or on air at joy.org.au. Just like one person has texted in, Mr. Anonymous, he says, I love being nude. This sounds great. And when the question, are there also groups with women who are into men?
That's something that's been asked quite a lot as well.
Yeah.
About is there a group for mixed couples?
Hmm.
Is there a group for just women?
Yeah, because yours is just men.
At this stage, just men. That probably lends itself to all sorts of groups. So that's perhaps something down the track to look at.
Yeah.
I've already got the names for those those groups. And it's just a matter of getting them together and then putting it out there for the communities. Yeah.
So there are groups for mixed people?
There will be, yeah, there will be. Mm.
There will be.
Hey, I've got a question.
Yes.
Why aren't our interviewers nude?
We are.
Come on, guys.
Maybe by the end of the show.
Hey, Lawrence, have you seen too many of such red faces in here?
Dean Sexton saying, how old are your guests and is age a part of nudity?
As in, do older guys...
Are they more common to be nude?
Yeah, or is it younger guys?
I started off thinking it's mainly older guys, just because the older gentlemen are more comfortable getting naked and less shy. Especially in Australia, the under 30s, they get a more hang-up about the body image and they're very shy about getting naked. But last New Man Fest, the youngest we had was 18 and the oldest was 85. So you don't need to be old to get naked. You don't need to be young to get naked. You just need to be comfortable.
Mm-hmm. So it's really diverse age range, yeah.
Yeah, and we're non-discriminatory because, you know, if you want to be non-discriminatory, you must practice it as well.
Yeah.
And nudity isn't just for 18 or 16-year-olds or 22-year-olds.
Yeah, it's the not same for, like, just hot guys in their 20s.
No, the same as the whole gay culture isn't just for a particular demographic group of males. So we welcome the whole diversity of age group. Everybody is welcome.
Mm.
So, yeah, there's young guys, there's old guys, there's those in between, and everybody's welcome.
Part of Nude Manifest, my understanding, is there's a strong communal nature, shall we say, that bringing people together is a strong part of Nude Manifest.
Yeah, there's the third aspect of Nude. There's three major thrusts of Nude Manifest, shall I say?
Yeah, sure.
First one is total male nudity. The second one is that any behaviour is acceptable as long as it's consensual. And the third one is what I like to call fraternal hospitality.
Ah, okay.
And so what that means is that people come together at a particular time to share meals or share food if they want to, share alcohol, whatever. It does become like a really big family type situation. People sit down and talk. You know, one of the major things about Nude Manifest is that there's no mobile coverage because I live in the sticks.
No Grindr.
There's no Grindr. There's nothing. So instead of looking on your phone and going, oh, where's the next guy to talk to? Mm. Hey, there's a guy sitting on the chair alongside you.
Yeah.
Talk to him. And it takes us back to grassroots sort of like communication.
Mm-hmm.
I actually went to an Eve party and last year, and a bunch of people were just on Grindr all night. They wouldn't speak to anyone at the party. They wouldn't communicate. They just were on the phones.
Mm-hmm.
And I actually found that quite irritating. And I know when I first started going to New Man Fest, I'm like, oh, 5 days without my phone. I wouldn't do.
Yeah.
I only knew the person I went up with, and I was a bit shy and nervous, and ended up making really good friends, and really good friends with the chaps today. And you actually make some really amazing friends at New Man Fest, and they stay with you throughout the festival and throughout life.
Yeah. David Sexton on 0427-JOY-949, and he's asking about people who are underage who want to be nude.
At this stage, it's an age from 18
right, yeah.
on, just because there may be some sort of other questions or other sorts of
activities,
situations, yep. or whatever. And so it was just to make sure that there wasn't, I mean, if there were enough underage guys who wanted to come up and whatever, that wouldn't mm-hmm. be a drama either. But I think, you know, to there's a whole lot of, you know, questions people say, well, the guys are preying on young guys or there's pedophilic activities, whatever. Mm. So it's just to ensure that there's none of that, you know, sort of like
stigma
attached to it, that's all.
I know there's a bunch of other events besides Newman Fest that open up. It's open to all ages. The Metro East Swim Night is one of our favourite nude events, and they're open to all ages.
It's a swim night?
It's a natural swim night, yes.
Okay. In the ocean?
In the indoor swimming pool.
Okay, yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yes. And they have monthly events. So the next event is February 21, I think, the third Saturday of every month.
Okay.
So they're called Metro East Swim. And there's a bunch of other events where people of all ages can get naked. They can bring their children along if they have kids.
Yeah.
And that's perfectly fine.
Okay. 0427 joy949 or honor at joy.org.au if you want to get in touch with us. You're on Hide and Seek and we're talking to Lauren and Lawrence and Kevin. I was going to call you. I put your names together. I've married you.
Hide and Seek.
You're with James Finlayne and Andrew the Apprentice here on Hide and Seek on Joy 94.9, and we are talking nudity.
We are, and it is an adults only here in the studio because it is the guys in the nude here in the studio.
We've got the notice out on Studio One door.
Exactly.
Saying caution nudity.
And then the boys from Chatterbox were very excited when they came in.
Yes. And no doubt they'd probably want some in their studio.
Yes.
These guys are hard nuts to crack.
Yeah, they're still
wearing their clothes.
Keep on asking to join us, but they won't.
0427 joy949 if you want to get in touch with us. And another question has just come in saying, are trans men able to join the nudist group?
They are. We've had there's been requests emails before from guys who identify as males or you know, or transgendering or whatever.
Yeah,
look, that's fine. As I said before, we're a non-discriminatory event, so not a problem.
There you go.
Cool. Now, we've mentioned Nude Man Fest a bit. So now it's in Tatong, which is now where the hell is Tatong?
I'm surprised that you don't know where the universe, the centre of the universe is.
I do, because I. But where do our listeners?
If anyone's. I did speak to a guy from Sydney once, and I did mention to him that I lived near Benalla. And he said, oh, that's that horrible stretch of freeway that I travel as fast as I can to get through as quickly as possible. But that's actually where Nude Man Fest is. And it's that little place called Tatong, which is about 30 k's out of Benalla.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And it's up in the mountains, towards the mountains.
Yeah. As the crow flies, it's halfway between Benalla and Mansfield.
Okay.
Okay. Kathy McGowan country, right?
Yes, that's true. Yes.
There we go. At the Nude Man Fest.
Yes.
So what happens?
You've got 5 days.
Yeah.
What the hell are you going to do for 5 days?
Be naked.
Well, yeah, great. But what are you doing? Are you playing Scrabble naked or are you
Twister?
Playing Uno? Right, Twister, of course.
Yeah, of course.
Should have seen that coming.
There's a bunch of different events from we have hiking, swimming in the river. We also ask people to come along and do some events. People bring out their guitars and play songs.
We have, right, around a campfire.
Yeah, we had fire trailers, previous events. We've had.
As I was saying before, I did nude yoga up in Cape Town last week. So if I was a yoga instructor, I could come and do nude yoga.
You could indeed. Oh. And I've got a new game which I'm putting forward for this long weekend, which is called Cockwing Champion.
Oh,
so you can come along and play Cockwing.
How do you play Cockwing? I don't know how to...
That's a bit of a surprise for you. You'll have to come and play. You might be the champion.
You never know. I found myself in more awkward positions.
So camping, but it's camping,
isn't
it?
Do people bring their tents, or...?
Yeah, people bring tents. We provide a bunch of facilities, including hot showers, toilets, cool room to keep the alcohol and food cool for the whole weekend.
Yep.
So, pretty much, people just need to bring tents, maybe a warm jumper for night, in case it does get cold. We allow clothing at night if it does get cold.
Yep.
And some food to cook up, but we provide a lot of the facilities, so people can just relax and join in the communal aspect of it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the good thing about it is that there's no requirement to do anything. If you wanted to come up and laze around, you must be nude.
Yeah.
But if you just want to do nothing more than walk around the garden, look at the rose bushes, or if you wanted to read a book, or if you want to play tunnel ball, or go mountain hiking, or whatever, yeah. swimming.
It sounds like being in the life of Pride and Prejudice, because all they do is walk around rose yes. gardens all day.
And read books.
And read yeah. books. Do some sewing.
And you said before, there's no mobile coverage, so it's a switch-off weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, actually, and I thought there would have been a lot of, you know, separation anxiety exhibited, you know, from guys are going, my God, where's my phone, where's my phone?
Some people would like this.
That doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And it's just a matter of, like, keep the mobile phones in the car and let's just sit around and talk.
So what are the key things that I need to bring with me? You said tent, sleeping bag, some clothes.
Air mattress.
Jumper, even in case it gets cold.
Sunscreen.
Sunscreen, of course. Air guard.
Yeah. And food and alcohol if you want to drink. Get drunk with us. So it's we do provide like the knives and forks, the plates, the stuff to cook on the barbecues and all that. So we provide a lot of those facilities. It's just a matter of just bringing up yourself, a friendly attitude. And something to sleep in, like a swag or sleep under the stars.
Cool.
A big smile and no attitude is the best thing for Nude Man Fest.
One question I have about being a nudist is, do you have to go through a coming out phase, telling your friends and family perhaps that you are a nudist? Lawrence, you just made a favorite facial expression.
I've been caught out by my parents, technically.
Oh.
I used to drive Dad's old work car with his work details on the car. And at the Nudie Beach one weekend, some of his clients saw the car. And
oh, dear.
Went to Dad, oh, saw your car down at the beach. Didn't know you were a bit of a nudist. And Dad's like, hang on, that wasn't my car. Must be my son. So, yeah, my parents found out that way.
Okay. And what do they say?
They had a good laugh over it. Told their friends.
Right. Have they joined you?
No, they haven't. I don't think they would.
Right, okay. But perhaps don't drive your dad's car with his name all over it. Down.
I've got a lot of work for him that way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a tradesman, so...
So now he's really popular. Wonderful. Kevin? Being in a small town, what's it like being... Are you known as the village nudist?
I'm not quite sure about that. Like, yeah, I'm not quite sure. I work out of the area, although I have got a farm there.
Yeah.
My family's been living there for 100 years, so I'm kind of well and truly ensconced into the country life there.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of like a different type of farmer, you know. Like, it's a bit different. So I think people kind of expect the unexpected at that farm. Mm-hmm. So that's probably the best way.
But yeah, coming out can be a bit difficult at first. You know, it's my second coming out.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of my friends know that I'm naked these days. And it's funny that most of my friends have all seen me naked. You get used to it.
Are you naked around the house?
Depends which house I'm at. If it's, if I was with my parents, then no.
Yeah, sure.
If it's my own place or if I'm living with friends, yeah, I'd be naked around there.
Do you have housemates?
At the moment, no, I don't.
Okay, so naked all the time?
Yes.
Okay. What about your previous housemates?
They're used to it.
Okay. So you would just be naked around the house?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Yeah,
there was no problems there. They knew I was a nudist, and that was fine.
Right.
And I had this funny experience last summer where I was going down to feed the chooks, and all of a sudden a guy walked into the garden. And he was checking the power pole to see that the power pole was fine. No. And it was kind of like I was laughing at his discomfort, actually, because he didn't know whether to jump into the hedge or whether, you know, to clear his throat loudly and for me to cover up appropriately or whatever. But I just said to him, oh, hi, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm
checking your checking power the, pole.
checking your pole. But anyway, he mustn't have been too impressed. He left shortly after.
All right.
You had a festival back in November, is that right?
Yes.
And you got quite a good crowd there, didn't you?
Yeah, we had 110 campers.
110.
Plus a couple of people that came up for the day to visit us.
Cool. So, and you can do that? You can go up for the day if you want?
Yeah. You can come with for the whole weekend. If you can only come up for a couple of nights, that's fine. We also have tickets for overnight and for day pass. If you just want to come along for the day and check it out,
cool.
We also welcome that.
And so is it a case that you need to... Are you going to sell out, I suppose, is the question?
Yeah, I've kept...
How much room do you have at this property of yours?
Well, I've kept the number of guys who can attend at 10,000.
Oh, right, okay.
The farm is...
It's huge.
It's huge.
How big's the farm?
The farm's 1,500 acres, and would you believe that there's a mountain in the back? I must tell you guys about this, and it's called Mount Joy.
Mount Joy.
Wonderful.
Fantastic.
So, with that sort of, like, association, how could it not but just grow?
We should do an outside broadcast from Nude Man Fest.
We should.
On Mount Joy.
You should.
It'd
be and awesome.
Make it. Yeah. Yeah, well, naturally, yeah. It would have to
We'd
be.
Have to be there.
We'd have to be. Well, if anyone wants more information on Nude Fan Fest, you can head to the website nudemanfest.com.au. There's a Facebook page as well, N-Man Fest on Facebook. I'm quite interested in the guy on the flyer modelled on anyone, because he's quite well endowed. Is that an advertisement for what to expect?
That and the cows, yes.
Yeah, right. Great. All right. Nude Man Fest.
So, and also, of course, tickets available through midsummer.org.au. And from the Nude Man Fest website.
Yes, and we'd like to announce that the Australia Day Monday, we're having a big party that we're just going to open up the gates. Any gentlemen that want to come along naked and just check us out or stay
so
for the
speak.
Night. So we're having a big Australia Day Hottest 100 barbecue and opening up to everybody to come along.
Because the festival starts on Thursday the 22nd of January at in the afternoon. And goes right through Monday.
Monday, and then now we'll be opening the doors as well on Monday, so people can stay overnight till Tuesday as well if they want to.
Fantastic. And also we should mention Pink Dollar Travel have got some deals to get up there. But you can get all those details through Midsummer or through the Nude Man Fest website.
Yes, if anyone's looking at travelling up, the Pink Dollar has a bus from Melbourne to the farm.
Just quickly, is there somewhere where people can find information on the nudist community in general?
I've started a blog recently on Tumblr, which I'm trying to post different events and different things that are coming up. So the blog post website is called FKK Lad, so FKK LAD on Tumblr.
Okay, great.
And James, we've had a final message come in from Hannah.
Yeah. And it says, this is why I love Joy. What other radio station can I tune into to listen to two naked men? I'm a lesbian, so my knowledge of the penis is quite limited, but I'm still worried about the erection factor.
Hannah, you'll just have to wait until we get La Femme Fest up and running.
There we go.
But as you said before, if you've just tuned in, erections, not a problem. They happen.
That's
normal. They're natural.
Nothing wrong
with
it.
You can deal with it.
They're beautiful, guys.
Yeah, amen to that. Lawrence and Kevin, thank you so much for coming in to Hide and Seek.
Thanks, James and Andrew.
Thank you very much, boys. Thank you.
You're with James Finlay and Andrew the Apprentice here on Joy 94.9.
You can subscribe to Hide and Seek's podcast for free. Visit joy.org.au/hideandseek for more information. Suggest a topic, a guest, or provide feedback. Email hideandseek@joy.org.au. Hide and Seek is presented by Andrew the Apprentice, James Findlay and Avi Miller. Post-production by David Cheshire.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek.
Hide and Seek. Hide and Seek.
Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.